Life in the streets is like pretty tough. I survived by selling myself and getting in cars with strangers that I don't even know, and it's pretty scary. I don't know, anything I can do to get money, I do. And that's about it. It's like really hard out here. I've been out here for 2.5 months. I'm homeless. I live in the streets and the train tracks.
On the Lehigh Valley?
No, on the one on Allegheny. Oh. Second in Allegheny.
You have like a, did you build something over there?
Yeah, like it's like a little room in there.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I sleep. And I get buckets of water, and that's how I wash up. Yeah, I use heroin and crack.
How long did you use those?
Well, in and out for 12 years.
What got you started? Do you have any idea?
On the men.
Men?
Men.
Anyone specific?
My daughter's father. He got me hooked into it.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, he was hooked into the drugs, and because I didn't want to give him any money, he just kept feeding it to me, like little by little. And one day I got up and I was sick. So, and ever since, I've been using.
And is, do you still talk to your daughter?
To my daughter's father?
Yeah.
Yeah, he works around the corner from where I'm at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you still use?
No.
So, you got clean, but you never did?
I did for 22 months. This time, but I got into a relationship and it was bad, and this is like, I just know how to run, you know?
What do you mean?
I don't know how to face the reality, so I don't know how to deal with the feelings that I'm feeling, and I just run. I use drugs to numb what I'm feeling.
If you're so conscious of that, why is it that you still let it happen?
I don't know, it's just like, I guess I'm not brave enough just to face it. I just don't want to face it.
How's your daughter?
She all right, she been with my mom ever since she was born. I'm dealing with custody matters now. I got 2 small kids.
Have you been homeless?
For 2.5 months.
What happened?
My aunt kicked me out. I was living with her. She found out I was using again, and she told me I had to leave.
That's simple.
Pack your stuff and go.
You were saying, you were talking about how it can be kind of embarrassing, you had said. Could you explain that to me?
Yeah, like when you're walking by, you just out of the blue, soon somebody just walk by and tell you something nasty or call you names and stuff, you know, making fun out of you like it's a game, it's funny to them. I see people just tell you, wait here, I'm coming right back, and then they will come back, and then they get like a kick out of it. Like, for them, it's a game. For me, I'm surviving. I mean, it's not, I do things I don't even want to do just to get a few dollars. So sometimes it's not even all for drugs, it's to eat too, you know? Like, it's real risky every time you get in a car. You don't know who you're getting in a car with, you know? I could get raped, killed, dumped somewhere, nobody ever will find me. So I'm taking a risk every time I get in the car.
Why do you think you're taking that risk?
Because I want to get drunk, I want to use. Well, I'm sick, and I need to get well, so I do whatever it takes to get the drug.
Even if it means you get into a car and you never get back out.
Yeah. It's just like I want to get out of it, but it's like I don't know how. It's like every time I want to get out, it's like something stronger than me just pulls me back in, and it's hard. It's like I'm debating, like it's just like a battle.
What is it about the avenue specifically?
What is it about the avenue specifically?
Yeah.
It's very addictive. Like, it's easy money. Anybody want to get money fast, just come to the avenue and oh, make money quick.
Do you think that's always been the case?
What, on the avenue?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because like everybody knows where to come and get the people they want to get.
How long have you known about it?
Known about this?
Yeah.
Years. For 14 years already. Ever since I got here, I heard about Kensington. And one day I said, just let me try it. And I just started walking. Somebody picked me up. I made quick money. And you get addictive. It's like the people that sell drugs, they get addicted to it. Same thing. Yeah, I have to pretend that I'm tough because, like, deep down inside, I'm just like a little kid crying out for help. But I have to pretend that I'm this tough woman and can nobody touch me, just so nobody could hurt me, you know? And it gets hard at times, you know? Sometimes I just cry alone when nobody can see me. And I cry and I just ask God to help me, you know? Because I'm tired, you know. But I can't, if I give up, like I could die or something else can happen to me, you know? So I just gotta keep on going. Yeah, this is like survival. I'm always by myself, pretty much. Like I'm a loner. You know, I come out here, make my money, go and get high all by myself. I do things all by myself, you know? Because I don't trust people around me. All they want to do is like see what they can get from you, hurt you, or whatever. So I pretty much by myself. And it gets tough, you know. It gets lonely and tired. Like I go in places like I live in the train tracks. Like I go in there and it's dark. Like I don't know who's there, you know. I just walk right in because that's where I live. You know. I don't know, the drugs just numb your feelings. Just you don't feel nothing anymore. You're just like a zombie. Just walking and have no type of feelings. Just everything is numb. That's what drugs do. So it's not that we don't care. It's that at this particular moment it doesn't even matter, right? That's what drugs do. That's why we use drugs. So normally we feel we have. No, we don't feel nothing. Yeah, any type of feeling. We just, nothing faces us. You know?
Beautiful day today, huh?
Yeah, right? Huh? I was like, I have like a little room in the woods, right?
Yeah.
I prayed to God last night before I went to sleep that I don't fly away. I was like, God, please don't let this little room fly away. You know, because it's like half cement and half wood. So when I opened the door this morning, the trees were down and all kinds of type of stuff in there. I was still there.